so many interesting people to talk to, so many interesting things to learn, and the food has just arrived, so there are hungry geeks moving over to the kitchen. Now, I've just bumped into a guy who's going to have to pronounce his name.
Yves Eudes. I'm French. I work with Le Monde. I'm a reporter there. I'm here to learn as well. We'd like to cover South by Southwest extensively, but of course these days you can't do it with just a notepad and a pen the way we used to do it. So we're trying to invent new ways to mix text and video, basically. Audio maybe as well, or and stills maybe, but basically our main concern is how to make something that's both live or fake live, that mixes text and video in an intelligent manner, innovative, and then also have maybe a split screen that would be able to, you would have some more like permanent news about the event, something that could last for a whole day, maybe 24 hours. But on the other side of the screen, we would get something, some live feeds. Mm-hmm. And that's why I brought two coders with me, and hopefully they can create
that here. There's so many different applications and platforms. Some of the conversations I've had with people saying, oh, I'd really like to be able to do this, this, and this. And then I will say, well, have you seen this or have you seen this? Now, you haven't heard of Audioboo before, which I think already off the shelf would be an interesting application for you to look at. Well, we're recording one right now. And what this enables you to do is, as we are right now, recording a conversation. When I stop recording this, I add your photograph. Right. I add tags. It's geotagged where we are. Then that audio, it's me waving the phone around so you can't hear me very clearly. Then that audio is goes to a website that people can subscribe to that feed, or you can then embed that audio on your news page.
Right.
So what I would like to do, though, is add other dimensions to that. And now you should be ashamed of yourself concentrating on video, because being French, the originators of true, seriously in-depth photojournalism, you should be keeping photography alive. You should be looking more at disseminating the still image, the beautiful photograph, which we're so quick to sweep past nowadays because it's not moving. We're so quick to rush for video, rush to YouTube, when sometimes one still image, I still believe, can say so much more. And as the French pioneered this, I think it could be in your hands to bring it back to life.
Another thing that the French pioneered is beautiful video, where visual is more important than content, as opposed to in this country, where content was more important than visuals in terms of being in the news and stuff. So this is another tradition that we can keep up.
So using video more as an art form.
Make it something that's beautiful to look at, regardless of content.
But is this but the then, job of then, journalists?
But we don't know yet. We'll see.
So we'll wrap this up now, because I'm getting thirsty and there's a banana with my name on it there. Thank you very much.